Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say peace and greetings to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. It is Sunday night, and of course, you know what time it is. It is remix time. It is November 17, 2013, and you are live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone. I know you guys are having an amazing weekend. I know I definitely am. First, I want to send some love and shout out to everyone out there, especially our international family that is listening and tuning in from all over the world. I want to continue to send blessings to our family that is in Thailand, as well as other parts of the world also experiencing some of this turbulence, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, as well as those of us here on the Western continent, those of you who are in Illinois, Indiana, all kinds of things are going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that is connected to, and do some work tonight, live in The Remix. So peace and greetings, welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening. And if this is your first time listening, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. And also, what I wanted to do is invite you to come on over and listen. A couple of ways that you can listen, so let me go ahead and give those ways to you. First, you can listen in by calling. 465-2711 is the number to call. You can call that number, and that's a way you can get yourself locked in and listen. If you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. code. And then go 665-2711, and that's just in. And also, another way that you can listen to be some cosmic directions, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. Make sure you guys can hear me. The Remix, all one word. Okay. The Remix, all one word. And that's going to get you locked in. So there's several ways that you can call in, and you can actually call in and you can listen. And just good to see everybody in the house. The Remix family is in the house. If you come over and join us in chat, you are certainly welcome to do that as well. To come over and join us in chat, just go to www.blogtalkvideo.com/The Remix, all one word. You can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the first time and you want to participate in chat, it's real simple to do. Just click the link at the very bottom that says sign up and tell us who you are and come on in. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the dark side of intuition. Yeah, we're going to be getting it in. But first, I also want to remind you guys that tonight's show, as well as all of the shows here on The Remix, is available for you on demand. And all you have to do is come on over. If you're on iTunes, you can click the iTunes link right here on The Remix radio page. You can subscribe, and definitely you can go back over 500 shows. We may be close to 600 at this point, where you can go and you can listen in and just just kind of go through. It is so many brothers and sisters from walks of life, shows I've done as well too, on any subject that you can begin to think of, and you can go back and you can listen to it in the archive, as well as to show tonight. So continue to download, and subscribe to The Remix to keep yourself locked in. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. How you guys doing? It's Sunday night. I had a real cool weekend hanging out with friends and families, did a little girl time, kicked it around, and just good energy. Lots of energy going on the planet. I want to give a big shout out to all of the priestess who were in the forum tonight doing readings, because they did their thing. Them sisters came and they did their things. A perfect example about all of us really kind of stepping into our purpose, our divine purpose, and just kind of going out there and doing what they do. Amazing women that come from all walks of life doing their things, kind of like your next door, the girl next door, kind of what I think of myself too, your everyday sisters doing it in a very magical way. I could not be more honored and more thankful to have such a pantheon of sisters around me that are so amazing. And just all the sisters out there, just look to all of you out there for your connection, for your support out there. So I just want to send love out to the sisters in the priestesshood, as well as all of the sisters. And also, if I can take a minute, and I know you guys will let me. Yes, yes. That's for the new members of Self Invested. And just to say that, boy, Self Invested, we've been doing Money Matters this month and getting it in a big way. A big way. Oh, wow. Y'all are too funny. So, just getting it in a very, very big way, self-invested. We have so much fun. We learn so much. We get it in with our grind and do work. If you want to find out about becoming self-invested and hearing some of those amazing things, that's it. OT was asking me about this bell, so I think it's a perfect time for me to talk about it. I don't know what a cowbell is. She was saying, is this a cowbell? That may be something they do in her area. This is actually a bell, and it's a meditation bell. And you hold this meditation bell in your hand, and it begins to tune to your vibration. It's great to do for meditation, to aligning your energy and your auras. It is something that was used in ancient time by monks. Then even in ancient Kemet, they had a derivative of this that they use as well. And this particular one is based on different shapes. It's in a heart shape. And so I used it for a lot of different things, and it became a part of the self-invested bell. So that's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to The Remix. So glad to have everybody here. Want to say greetings to the seen and the unseen out there. We see you out there, and so glad you're listening and always listening. And we're going to get ready to get started. I don't know, you guys. We're going to be talking about the dark side of intuition. Lots of channels on that shit. I love intuition. It's so important because all of us have the ability. You know, one of the things that I've always known, I will say, and always try to share, particularly when we have our one-on-one sessions and readings, is that what I do, everybody has the ability to do. It's not anything special. The difference is at this particular time, this is a part of my work that I came to the planet to do. And so I love it when I have a reading with one of you and you're able to tap into that energy and learn how again to do it for yourself. Because intuition is something that every single one of us on the planet, it is your birthright. And we're going to talk about intuition. We're going to talk about how to tap into that energy and how you can begin to use that and be conscious of that and bring your awareness to that all the time, because it's so important to do, I will say. You know, the other thing is there's a whole lot of things going on the planet, but I must say, I don't really feel this movement, massive movement of the whole planet becoming conscious. I think we're going to get there, but I don't feel it that way. Although there are so many people becoming, quote unquote, what we call aware every single second and every single minute, by no stretch of the imagination is this in large, massive numbers. And by no stretch of the imagination, even because you know occult knowledge or science, does that mean that as well too? So these are some of the things that we're going to talk about what intuition really is. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty and get into that. We're going to take a look at a side that not often people want to take a look at, and that's the dark side of intuition, what that really is, how that really is connected to you, and why is it important that you understand that there is a dark side to intuition, how you can begin to tap into that frequency, and why you need to go there. You know how sometimes people say, don't me go there? Oh, well, we're going to go there tonight, and we need to go there. We really need to go there. So we're going to be going there tonight. And I just want to say peace and love to everyone out there. Shouts out to Brother Bobby Hemmett and his Queen Linda, always just sending them so much love and so much light to Brother Bobby Hemmett as he continue on his journey. Yes, yes, yes. And for you guys to continue to send those blessings that way. All right, so peace and greetings to everyone. Know that all of this information can be found in the show notes. Want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners listening from all over the world. I'm going to call out a couple of the countries. We'll do the shout out in just a moment. But I do want us to begin to get into the share because we do have some stuff to cover tonight. And who knows, maybe we'll even get into, we're going to be doing a live spirit quest tonight. So we're going to defy some laws here tonight. We're going to do a live one here tonight. I'm going to be live with it. You going to be live with it. We all going to be live with it. We're going to be live in the universe. We're going to be live right here tonight. So that's going to be pretty fun. We're going to do that. And then we're going to start to talk about dreams. Not dreams as in connected to goals or things of that nature, but dreams like when you lay your ass down at night and go to sleep. We're going to talk about dreams, how dreams connected to intuition, and how they're connected to you. And I'll be taking your calls a little later in the show. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And don't forget, it's Sunday night, so the order for the Kim decks go out tonight. And so all you have to do, and if you don't know about the Kim deck, I don't know what planet you've been living on, where you've been, or where you haven't been, but you definitely need to get that because it is a tool to keep you in tune with your magic, because magic is about living life with a purpose. It's about tap into your psychic energy, your intuition, your spiritual muscles, and doing it in a way where there is no rules, there is no guidelines. It's not about what mama say. It's not about what daddy say. It's not about any of that. It's about you. It's all about you. It's about building your psychic muscles. If you want to see what brothers and sisters all over the world have to say about that, get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/ARDS. And you can check it out, and you can place the order. And guess what? It doesn't even matter what planet you live on. You know, it doesn't matter. We can get it to you. We can. And also, I want to remind you about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. This is key, too. It's a downloadable audio workbook. I tell you things about being our own dream journal, how to really begin to tap into your energy centers, how to know your magic, how to release a cosmic orgasm. Go figure. Cosmic orgasm out into the universe and really just tap into your infinite power. So many of you all over the world have that. It's a great time to continue to work with that. www.msblueblast.com. You can go check it out. The other thing I want to remind you is if you guys are there, you may see the ticker floating around. And you know that I'm coming out, yes, with another project, another creation, which is Magic in the Dark. That's right. Magic in the Dark is going to be one of the new decks that I'm coming out with, and it definitely is going to tie into being able to tap into your intuition, your psychic powers from the dark side. A big part of that is going to be opening up those portals and being able to go to that from the dark side. All right. All right, I'm doing way too much moving around here. Let's see, everyone. Let's see if we can get it together here. Okay. Can you guys hear me better now? I don't know if y'all heard me. Really? Did y'all hear me? Wow. Good. Okay, so is that better? Can you guys hear me? Yes, that's better. All right, let me kind of pull my energy down a little bit here so we can do this. We can make it through this, and we can do this. So we're going to listen to some Baby Blue, because that's how we get it kicked off. So we're going to listen to this Baby Blue. And then we're going to play...
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, so we're going to get ready. This is what I want you guys to do. I really kind of want you to feel this rhythm. And just kind of feel it. It's I don't know if you'll be dancing. You'll definitely be kind of tipping in the dark side a little bit with this one. You'll be tipping in the dark side with this one. Just kind of bobbing your head a little bit and just kind of feeling this vibe. This song is definitely connected to a lot of energy that I'm feeling tonight, that we're going to be talking about tonight, that's going to be going on here live tonight in the remix, the dark side of intuition, as we're going to be talking about it here tonight. Mm-hmm. But first, I'll come back to that because I got some other stuff to tell you guys. Just so much stuff. But here we go.
Somewhere between psychotic and iconic. Somewhere between I want it and I got it. Somewhere between I'm sober and I'm lifted. Somewhere between a mistress and commitment. But I stay down, girl, I always stay down. Yet I never lay down. Promise to break everybody out before I break down. Everyone just wait now, so much on my plate now. People I believed in, they don't even show their face now. What they got to say now, nothing they can say now. Nothing really changed, but still they look at me away now. What more can I say now, what more can I say now? You might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. And I hate that you don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper, my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it, I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every woman feel like she was mine and no one else's. Now you hate me, stop pretending, stop that frontin'. I can't take it, girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo, that's when it all comes together. You know I stay reminiscing and make up sex is tradition. But you been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. Furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
Drinking, smoking, fucking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming. Get money, drinking, fucking, smoking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming, get money.
This the life for me. My mama told me this was right for me. I got them worried, like, make sure you save a slice for me. I should have a spoon serve you up with a fork and knife for me. Your actions make us doubt you. Your lack of effort got me rapping different. This the shit I wanna go out to. Play this shit at my funeral if they catch me slipping. Naked women swimming, that's just how I'm living. Donate a million and some children, that's just how I'm feeling. A nigga filling up arenas, who the fuck can see him? I had to Derrick Rose and knee up before I got the re-up. Yours truly the boy. I just build and build more, y'all niggas build and destroy. Y'all niggas party too much, man, I just chill and record. No feeling, you feel it now if you ain't feel it before. Yes, Lord. It's the shit I wanna go out to. Yeah. Yeah. It's the shit I wanna go out to.
All right, everyone. Peace and greetings. Welcome to the Remix. Of course, you guys was just listening to Drake, and nothing is the same. And that's so true. That's so true. If you listen to the song and really kind of get to the essence of it, it's about understanding that you're not perfect. A lot of stuff going on. Whole lot of things happening, and that's what we're going to be talking about, particularly this time of the year. That's one of the main things, particularly this time of the year. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Remix, and just so glad to have everybody here tonight joining me live here in the forum. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. We got the UK in the house, Amsterdam in the house, Japan listening live. We also have Egypt listening live. We have Mozambique, of course, listening live. South Africa listening live. Jamaica is listening live. We have Trinidad and Barbados listening live. We also have, we have all of these different countries listening live out there. We also have India listening live in the forum tonight. And many, many other countries. Of course, the UK and Canada is always in the house, as well as all of you who are listening here from the US. So peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Remix. It is so good to have everybody in the house tonight. All right, so tonight, as we continue, we're going to be talking about so many things tonight when it comes to intuition. This time of the year, I want to kind of bring this out, make this a strong point, because this time of the year, the marketing giants are pulling and manipulating energy everywhere. and really getting you in the position. It doesn't matter about what you think. It's always some sort of deal going on. It is always some sort of markdown going on, always some sort of discount going on, making you think that somehow we're coming to the end of something when we know in our hearts that this is not truly, we are not coming upon a new season. You understand? Or a new year. We've already been in the new year. You understand? Making names, using sort of that energy, the energy we're going to be talking about here tonight, dark energy. This is even why they call it Black Friday. You understand? Because they are tapping into those things of manipulation, which deals with those things on an intuitive side. So they're not anything that you're going to see on the outside, but things on the inside. It's the same price. When you see something that's marked down, it's the same price. They just have a sticker that says it's a deal. And then all of a sudden, everybody thinks that things have been rolled back. Ain't shit rolled back. There is no new price. You understand what I'm saying? It's only going to be the price you pay for taking these things and beginning to put your frequency, your currency, into these type of energies. So these are the kind of things to really be mindful of about this type of thing. We talked about this last night in our self-invested group, and we really, really got down to the nuts and bolts about this. But key word for everyone out there listening, no matter where you are, what school of thought you come from, it is time to get organized, to get yourself organized, to begin to put things in order for you so you can understand and not be manipulated by someone else's needs. They usually call this time of the year the time of needs. This is even why this particular time of year, more people get diagnosed with kidney failure and kidney problem than any other time of the year. Because this is going back to what we want to call kid needs. You see, this is all of these internal things that are being brought to the surface for you. These 2 months that we're getting ready to go into put you in debt for the rest of the year. Most people go in debt. They go in the deepest debts they've ever been out of the 12 months that we're operating on this time-space reality for this time of the year. Save for the things you really love. Save for the things that you're really connected to and that you really love, which first and foremost should be those things closest to you. That's what you want to begin to do, to start putting frequency there. Putting your frequency into the things that you really, really love. Really love. Really do that. Yeah. We get it. We get it. It's just business. And that's just the way business operates. But we have to begin to rise above that and have a higher understanding. This is what all this occult knowledge is about, understanding metaphysics. This is what all of this is about. And to know how to do that, to know how to tap into that, you have to know your own emotions. Because if you don't know your own emotions, then you don't know where the Joker is. The Joker could be standing right in front of you, right next to you. So you need to know your own emotions to do that. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. How's everybody doing? I wanted to talk about the dark side of intuition. But first, this is a good time for us to get into exactly what intuition is. And this is based on my research and studies and all of the readings I've done. And to date, I've done over, gosh, sometimes that number is like so insanely crazy. That number is insanely crazy, but somewhere around 18,000 in over 40 different countries. But I want to begin to start talking about what intuition is. and understanding that intuition is about a direct process. Understanding intuition, it's about a direct process. It's about your divine truth, you see. All right. I want to make sure you guys are still there. So intuition is about a direct process. It's about your divine truth. And it's about understanding what that is. And it's about really kind of knowing when we talk about intuition. Intuition is not dependent on knowledge, and intuition is not dependent on your thoughts. It's not dependent on that. So that's first thing. That's the first thing. I want us to start from this place. And I apologize, you guys. I'm trying to make sure everybody can hear me and everything is working clear on this end. So, you know, thank you for your patience. Thank you guys for your patience on that. Yeah, thank you for your patience. Let me make sure I'm good to go here. Good to go here. So this is about understanding these things. So let's talk about how it looks when you're not plugged into your intuition. Let's start there first, because I think this would be an easier take for people to begin to understand. So what happens on the dark side? What happens? When you're not tapped into your intuition, all kinds of shit goes on. And some of these things you may be familiar with and other things you may not be familiar with. And so we're going to talk about those. Things like when you're not tapped into your intuition, here's a couple of things. One, financial debt is at the top. That's not being tapped into your intuition. I don't care how you slice it. That's what it is. It's going to be things like stress, overeating, sexual addictions. These are going to be these kind of things. You're going to be unproductive in what you call your purpose or your career. It's going to be, you're going to be focusing on what we call pipe dreams. You're going to be focusing on material dreams and all of those. Your energy is going to be low. You're not going to have the energy to get up and do the things that you need. Smoking addictions. Those kind of things, also addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol. These are going to be things. Experiencing anxiety, certain levels of anxiety that is not productive for you. A whole bunch of fears. These are going to be the side effects of not being tapped in to your intuition. These are just some of them. I really could go on and on and on with these because I see them time and time in the sessions, and these are many of the things that we work through when we're doing these shows here on The Remix, because we're constantly dealing with these things, intuition on the dark side, what's happening, what's going on, how that reflection is coming out. And these things are happening for you. So I wanted to kind of give you guys some of those things. So you start to kind of plug your mind in and begin to see where that energy is flowing. And just take an internal look. You understand? Or here's another key one. And this is it. And that is also having unhealthy bonds and relationships. Harmful ones, and you constantly feel that you need to fight for freedom, some kind of freedom. You need to fight for some sort of freedom, you know? These are going to be some of those side effects. And one of the things that I do is I keep you tuned in with universal energy that is coming out of the Akashic records or some of the All records or the Book of Life. This is what I keep you tuned into. When you're tuned into this, then you're able to see things clearly. You're being able to balance out these things within your life. It doesn't become a struggle. You see? So as we move into what we call, or some call, the holidays, the dreams are becoming more potent. You understand your dreams are becoming more vivid. They're becoming more potent. All kinds of shit is happening on the dream world. Because of the subconscious, because of this, the subconscious is communicating to you. That's what your subconscious is doing. It's communicating to you at this time. A lot of it is warnings. It's warnings to you. So you know that dreams can be decoded on all types of levels. But during this particular time of year and things that are going on in the cosmos, we have a built-in system. And these are some of the things that I learned from Brother Bilal that does the soul alignment readings when it comes to understanding astrological charts. And so looking at it from a very ancient and a futuristic point of view, which Brother Bilal does, he helps you to understand that. And so this is about our subconscious communicating with us because we have a built-in system, a built-in internal system of protection. And one of those then systems of protection comes through dreams, which comes in through the subconscious mind, and that energy begins to filter itself in. So it's important that you guys know that. So we will literally lose sleep. And I want you guys to understand this shit right here and hear me clear, because I had that conversation with my son today. We would literally lose sleep because we can't afford the $600 for a fucking PlayStation. Really? Seriously? For a PlayStation. Now, don't get me wrong. Everything has a place. Everything does. But when you're acquiring, when you're wanting something, and you can't get it, and you losing sleep over it, that's a whole nother level. You get to spend your money on whatever you value and whatever is close to your heart. That's not for anybody to say. But when you're losing sleep over things like this, this is where the addiction starts. This is where the gateways to open. And so it's not just about this PlayStation, $600 PlayStation, or $400 or $500, whatever it is, this PlayStation, but then it begins to affect every area of your life. So the finances start to go down, bills start to go down, the codependent relationships start to go up, you know, things like manipulation, all of these things start to go up. This is how the hustle, the obsession, hustle equals obsession begins, this addiction. It makes you feel insufficient to your child when you can't provide these things for them, or insufficient to yourself when you can't get it. So it starts to tear down different parts of this. It starts to play out in your psyche. So just like your favorite Hollywood movie, that movie keeps playing all over and over and over in your mind. I want you guys to hear this because this is some really good. It really is. And this goes on this time of the year more than any other time. It just begins to keep playing. So I want you guys really kind of bring this to your awareness so you can take a look at this. So no matter if you buy it the day after, you still feel bad. You still feel bad that you could not provide some shit for a child on that day. Because if you can't get it for this day, you feel bad. Does that make, I mean, process that. This is deep, you guys. This runs really deep. People, it goes on too. Now, you may not tell nobody, but you're doing it. Some of you is doing it. You know, you may not tell nobody, but you out there doing it. You're trying to make it happen. You're trying to make the hustle for the holiday. You're making it happen. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to kind of tie this in so you can understand. That's why we're doing the Money Matters series and self-invested this particular time. Because even if, let's say, you say that these are some of the things you don't buy into, a lot of us, this has been embedded into our blueprint from our childhood. And so we're unconsciously doing it. We're unconsciously looking at these things when it comes to sales. And this is what people want the most. The most people want to begin to talk about and begin to understand when it comes to those things of money matters. And really getting an in-depth understanding of it. And that's what we're breaking down in self-invested. But I want you to understand this time of the year, more than ever, I'm sure you guys, because I'm getting your emails about all the dreams that are going on, the crazy-ass dreams that are happening. All of these dreams that are going on and all of this. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the dark side of intuition. What is it? Is it? Let's talk about it. So now, I'm going to go back to where I started. I want to talk about this. Stay with me, everybody, and I know you can. I want to talk about the dark side of intuition. First, let's talk about intuition, because that's at the core of the dark side. And then we're going to get into the dark side. The intuition is a direct process. That's what intuition is. It's a direct process. It is your divine truth. And it's not dependent upon nothing, no knowledge or even your thoughts. It's not. The dark side of intuition is being disconnected from the light of your consciousness. When you are connected from that light of your consciousness, you have just entered the dark side of intuition. Your intuition is about the soul flares. And I want you guys to hear this, because Brother Bilal came on. He talked about all of these solar flares that were coming to the planet Earth and times that we're having more and more solar flares coming to the planet. Right around time, right before everything went down the Philippines, there were major solar flares coming to the planet. These soul flares, which are downloads, these are downloads and downloads of memory. If you didn't hear that show that Brother Bilal did and talked about that, go back into the archives. It's going to be real important about pulling these things together. These were massive downloads that were coming in. When these downloads come, they have a multi-level effect, because remember, we're multi-dimensional beings. So it affects on the physical, the mental, and the spiritual level. And these solar flares are still coming. So you're getting massive downloads. Let me show you how this is connected to your intuition. Your intuition is connected to these solar flares. And the solar flares are connected to your biomass. So let's talk about what the biomass is. Give me 1 second, you guys. I want to make sure you hear me. It's connected to your biomass. The biomass, which is, well, let me kind of break this down a little bit. Biomass, which is converted into fuel, because that biomass is energy source. And when it is activated or you're conscious of it, this is where all of this potential energy goes into, and it really begins to open up your intuition and really just begin to open you up to higher consciousness. This is how you tap into those inner portals. So you have your intuition. Your intuition is connected to the soul flares. Your biomass, which is converted fuel. You can look at that as fuel for your intuition. It's that energy source when it's activated. So the energy source connected to your biomass, which holds all the answers and the truth It's where infinite potential energy lives for from within you. This is why cooking for your family is so important, because all of the energy that you have is going into their food. All of these downloads, all of this energy is going into the food. And when the people eat, the energy comes back to you through compliments. So they say, "Oh, wee, Mama, it was good." Like when my kids tell me, "Wow, Mom, that tasted so good." That's you getting that energy back. And one of the key ways for you to be able to tap into that is through cooking. That's the fuel. If you want to throw a little funky funk sway in there, you need to start going to the back aisles. Make sure you use all of the eyes on your stove. That's why they call them eyes. They're gateways. They open up energies. They're portals for prosperity. So this is one of the key ways, simplest ways, that you can begin to tap into that energy and really begin to share it with your loved ones and those that you care about is through cooking. This is why, even though there are a lot of things going on this time of the year, the other major thing that's going on has to do with cooking. Intuition, I want you all to hear this. Intuition is pure. Your intuition is pure. Your intuition also lives on the dark side, which means it grows from within. It only grows from within. The key thing is you've got to do work to stay connected, to stay tuned in, to stay turned up to your intuition. You have to learn how to love it and connect with it. Because as with anything on the dark side, you lose your way from time to time. This is why it is important to stay tuned in and stay tuned up. So I want to thank every one of you for being here and definitely listening in tonight. Tonight, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do just that. We're going to get it tuned in and connected and turned up to our intuition. Because, you know, right about this time of the year, you're rushing around. A lot of you are spending time worrying about all kinds of things, worrying about other people's problems, and you've lost focus. You've lost focus on you. This is not reacting to the season. Key word, not reacting to the season. This is information so you won't react. So I want to make that clear. It's about not reacting. It's not about that. It's so you will not react. So it's time to get really focused. You know how 50 Cent say, "Get fully focused, man"? It's time to get really focused. Really focus on you. Just like I said, this is why they call it Black Friday. You see? It's Black people's Friday. You spend more money. When they did statistics, more Black people have more spending dollar. Do you know it's somewhere like a couple of billion of dollars, and it's spent during this time of the year? That's why Black Friday is there. On sales that don't even really exist. Those things don't exist. It's not for you to begin to get yourself caught into that on things that are regular price, all kinds of things. Understanding about being on the dark side of your intuition and how to go within, understanding that these solar flares, these things that are happening around the world, because we know they're all connected, is connected to your energy. It's connected to you. It's connected to your intuition. It holds all of the answers. It holds all of your truth. You just have to stay connected to it, because when you don't stay connected to it, things like hidden agendas, all kinds of things start to come up. The news, all these crazy things. You're feeling trapped. Finances, your money start getting funny about making the next big thing happen. Anxiety, fear, overeating, smoking, drinking, all of things. Codependent relationships, you know, all of this. Start creating energy cords, all kinds of stuff with things that you don't need to be connected to. Yes, your immune system, your health goes down, violence goes up, all kinds of things. And then something that you really want, that you really need to come along and need to invest in it, and you can't because you fell for the okie doke. You fell for the Best Buy. Best Buy beat you to it. So just begin to understand that. Just begin to understand and take a look at that. I want you guys to really see that, because so much of this is going to be going on, and really see how things are connected. They seem like they're not, but they are. We always know that our external world and our internal world is just the reflection of that. It's a reflection. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about dreams. So we're going to do a spirit quest tonight, and we're going to be talking some more about understanding about your intuition and the dark side, and just staying in the place where we can continue to feed that energy. Really tap into that source. Tap into your intuition. We're going to do a quest to keep you connected at this time. We're going to be doing this live. Oh, we're going to be doing this live. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to do this live. So you will always be here when needed. So whenever you need to come back and you need to get connected, you can get yourself right on over to the Remix throughout the holidays, which means they're empty days with no spirit in it. That's why they have the Hollywood, you know, and the hollow wood, you know. We will keep you guys connected during the hollow, the empty days, so that you can stay connected. Yes, 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 yes. All right, you guys. So we're going to get ready for the spirit quest here. And so what I need for you to do is just kind of get yourself in a comfortable position. All right, guys. All right. Beautiful. Okay. All right, you guys. So we're going to get ready to do the spirit quest. And all you have to do is get yourself in a comfortable position. And as we get ready to go in, and we're going to stay connected, get connected, stay connected. And yeah. So here we go. Here we go in a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, let's see. Here we go in a minute, you guys. Here we go. Let me find it here. Let me pull this up for you. In the meantime, just get yourself a comfortable position. If you have something to write with, put it next to you. So afterwards, you can jot down the notes that you're getting, and we can go from there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Let's see. see if I can find this. Okay. All right. So here we go. Here we go. All right. Let's go ahead. Put yourself in a comfortable position. You want to make sure that you have both feet planted on the ground, nice and flat. That's it. Your feet planted nice and flat on the ground. Mm-hmm. That's it. Sit up straight and close your eyes. So now, as you have your eyes closed, what I want you to do is I want you to begin to start right at the bottom of your feet. I want you to, inside your inner eyes, I want you to see this indigo blue cord coming up through the base of your feet. That's it. Slowly coming up. And as it's coming up, you can begin to feel the energy rising and becoming more intense as it keeps coming up. So now, as it's coming further up through your legs, you slowly start to feel the difference between the lower half of your legs and the upper part of your body. Allow cord to move its way all the way up. Now, at your knees, and coming up your thighs, all the way up, all the way into the cord, reaches on both sides, right at your hips. Now, they're going to begin to cross over and continue to wind themselves all the way up, coming up through your chest, all of your energy centers. As the cord continues to move itself up, you can feel the intense energy of all of the spinning waves of light throughout your body. And now you begin to see blue and indigo light whirling all around you. Continue to allow this light and this cord to continuously go up and now in your throat. Once you get to your throat, I want these two cords to come together. Bring them together right at the center of the throat, right there. Now, we're going to take the cord, and I want you to push it straight through the back of your throat. That's it. You can hold your head back if you need to and take a nice deep breath. Excellent. Excellent. And as you're doing that, you can feel this energy center begin to open and expand itself larger and larger. And now, bring the cord back in through your throat, right there. Now, begin to have the cord to go upwards as it's going up towards your third eye, right there. Now, bring the cord out. Excellent. Now, have the cord continues to go up. That it up in the sky, as high as you can make the cord go, both cords as they intertwine themselves, as if you're forming a energetic caduceus in the air all the way above. And now I want you to bring the cord as it begins to loop itself back down to the top of your crown chakra. Begin to pull the cord in, allow it to come down all the way down. And this time we're going to go down the dark side of the chakras, which is on the back. So the cord is going to spiral itself all the way down, going through your spinal cord all the way down until it gets to the base. That's it. That's it. Bring the cord down all the way back down to your hips. And now allow the cords to separate in as they begin to make their way all the way back down to the base of your feet. That's it. That's it. All the way down. Now, I want you to sit back and just feel the energy. Feel the connection. Feel the awareness. Everything has been cleared. Everything's back in a line. You are now back connected to your inner intuition. That's it. Excellent. All right. All right, everyone. All right. All right. Excellent job, you guys. We did that one live here for you so you can stay connected and really just feel that energy. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you want to share about the vision here, or if you want to share about some of the dreams that you've been having, let's take a look at some of these dreams and really begin to see what messages are beginning to come. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone. And so I will know that you're there. you still feel your feet and your hands tingling. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go to phone lines now. Let's see who's on the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Call in for everyone. Calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. And wait. I hit the wrong number. Give me one second, you guys. Give me one second. Let's see. This board here, we're going to make it work. Hold on. 612, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Hold on one second. You're going to be live just a second, I promise you. We kind of doing a little bit of moving around. 612? 612. Can't hear 612. Go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 662, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Nefertiria Collins.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. You wanted to share your dream?
Yes, I wanted to actually ask you about my dreams. Usually I always have big dreams when I eat something sweet, and I was trying to see what was that about.
Right. Yeah, I want to talk about that, and one of the things in particular is I want to talk about reoccurring dreams, because it's a lot of things about reoccurring dreams, because what we're going to be doing is reconnecting you. So these dreams, sweet, this dream comes up, you have this reoccurring dream, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about the dream that's reoccurring. Is she still there? I guess she hung up. Yeah, or either her call dropped. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. 202?
Yeah.
Greetings.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Brian from calling on the Greyhound.
Okay, Brian calling on the Greyhound. Okay, Brian.
Yes.
Brian calling on the Greyhound. All right, Brian. So you want to call in and tell us about your dreams tonight, Brian? You know,
yes,
you definitely wanted to call in. You on the Greyhound bus making your way across country, and you calling us. Okay, Brian. All right.
I got the dream creation card a couple days ago. But I'm not sure if my dreams are related to if they're pipe dreams versus they're just me manifesting my thoughts and wishes. And I guess what I think, as I think of myself as lazy, that I should pick up, and then I try to, I don't know, it's just a little much. I try to rush or think I'm ambitious, but at the same time, it just all seems like a dream, like a pipe dream.
We're talking about your dreams when you're at sleep at night, when you lay down and you go to sleep. Those reoccurring dreams.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it's very hard to remember my dreams. And I was trying to get used to writing them down when I wake up.
Okay. Yeah, we're not talking about your dream of wanting to be a student. Not your dream of wanting to be a singer. We want to know about your dream of when you go to sleep at night, those dreams.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'm not good for the call because I've been having trouble remembering those dreams. And I'm trying to get into the practice of writing them down.
Okay, well, I'll speak to that in a minute. You hold on over there.
Okay.
And this is what I want. Hold on. I want you to hold on. One of the things that's good is that dreams, of course, it doesn't matter, you see. It doesn't matter whether you remember your dream or not. But one of the things I want to tell you is that you're not connected right now with yourself. And a big reason why you're not connected right now is because there's a whole lot of things in your life that you don't want to take a look at. And one of those things, those main things, has a lot to do with things that when you were 13 years old. You understand? And this has to do with your relationship with your mother and feeling sort of that abandonment. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So this is the main thing. It's really kind of unrooting you from your dreams is because of this. I'm going to put you on hold. We are hearing the people on the Greyhound bus and lots of moving around there, which is good.
Sorry.
So, you know, That's all right. We know you're doing what you got to do. So hold on a second. It won't even let me put you on hold. Hold on one second here. So those are the main things. The main thing that I would suggest you start doing is, one, definitely building that bond, building that connection back with your mother and releasing those, and stop holding other people in your life hostage for why you can't acquire your dreams. As much as possible, you do need to find time to really begin to keep grounding yourself and getting yourself more grounded into this physical reality with you sort of kind of working your energy and doing things. Definitely on the physical level, I would say get into plants. Definitely work with plants and making sure that you keep something else other than yourself alive, that you can be responsible for something other than Brian. Because right now what's happening is you're not able to see how you're going to be able to take care of yourself. And so when I look into your energy center and look at your root area, it is pulsating. And that pulsation is coming from because you're having a difficult sustaining yourself, taking care of yourself. So get yourself a plant. Get yourself a goldfish. Be responsible for something else living in your life. You feel that people in your life such as your mother mainly, have abandoned you and have not been there to help support you, and that they didn't do a good job of taking care of you. And so you need to see this reflection. Get something else living around you. I don't care how small the plant is. It could be a bamboo plant, but you need to be responsible for something else living so you can remind yourself that you are alive and you are capable of taking care of Brian. Then you'll be able to tap into your inner dreams as well as your outer dreams. So I don't know if you're still there and you can hear us, but peace and love to you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573, you're live. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, Ms. Blue. Peace and greetings.
Greetings. This is Davina. I'm sorry. Davina. Greetings, Davina.
Greetings. I had a dream about 2 years ago, and It was about like there was war going on, and I was one of the ones who was like fighting in the war. I was about probably a soldier. I don't know if I was a U.S. soldier or what, but we were marching, and as we marched from the trees, because we were like in a kind of like a forest, as we marched out of the trees, we seen like a big old smiley face, a yellow smiley face covering the whole sky. It was big and just like. It looked like one of those Walmart buttons, but it was covering the whole sky. And then, like, recently, since last week, I've been driving, and it's happened to me two times. I look in the clouds, and I see, like, a smiley face in the clouds. It's just recently started happening to me.
That is really beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful, and let me tell you why it's so beautiful. In this particular dream, what you were doing as a soldier, this fight, is that you were actually sealing up leaks that you have around your solar plex area, your solar plex chakra. So that battle that you were having was an internal battle that you were fighting from within. And so a lot of times in our dreams, because our dreams bring a lot of messages, it is about you having this internal struggle when it comes to your willpower and your self-esteem. So this is the impact. This was from your emotional impact that you had going on in your life about 2 years ago. And in your dream, you were working this out. You were battling through this. And this is why you see the smiley face in the sun. Now, dreams can have many different levels, and all of those different levels of dreams are valid. But taking a look at this particular dream, this is the message that was coming. You were hit in your gut from this experience, relationship experience. All of emotion begin to break free. And so what we do, not only do we go to other dimensions and other worlds in our dreams, but we also go to other planes of existence to heal ourselves. And so this was you in that battle on your dream, healing yourself. This is what you were doing. So really, really cool stuff.
Awesome. Really. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, let's see, calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Ramsey.
This is who?
Ramsey's.
Ramsey's?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got a lot going on over here, so I'm trying to fix it. So that's just me on this side, on the crazy side. Peace and greetings to you. You want to tell me about your reoccurring dream?
Yeah, Ms. Blue. I keep having a dream. I'm being robbed.
Tell us about the dream. tell us about the dream and you being robbed. Like, what are they taking from you?
Like, I don't know. I just, you know, it's like I keep getting, you know, like weapons pulled out on me, and I just didn't want to take fortune or something from me. I'm not sure.
Oh, so you keep, where are you calling from again?
Well, I'm in Birmingham, but I got a 219 area code.
No, 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 that's what I mean. I just want to know where you're calling from. Okay, so you keep having this reoccurring dream of you constantly, somebody robbing you, they coming up to you with a gun, and what happens in the dream? Take us through that. Take us through this dream.
Well, you know, like, okay, one of the dreams, you know, it's like I was on a train and it was trying to rob me, you know, and it's like I don't know how, but, you know, I jumped off the train, you know, and
so you were running. You were running. Yeah, you started running. So you were being chased. Is that the gist of it? You were being chased, and you're
right.
Starting running. What was the other dream? What was the other one?
Well, I had one last night. You know, they just pulled guns out on me, you know, like they wanted to rob me, and then I woke up. I can't really remember it all, but I know I woke up, and it felt like I was being robbed again.
Well, here's a couple of things. The main thing in this particular dream, this is almost like being disconnected from children. You know, that's kind of like you hear a lot of people saying, I'm being, you know, they robbed me of my children. They took my children from me. So this has to do with being robbed from your children. Do you have any children? You have children, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this has to do with you and your connection between your children. And this has to also do with a lot of things. How many children do you have?
Seven.
Because I was like, wait a minute, I see a whole bunch of children. You got seven children. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell me about your connection with your children. Are you being robbed?
Well, in a sense, you know, I feel like I'm being robbed. You know, it's like, you know, I try to establish a relationship with them, but, you know, it's like one of their moms doesn't want me to have a relationship with them, you know, like.
Right. Well,
for instance, I can tell you, my oldest, I'm sorry.
No, no, no. The main thing I was going to tell you about this being robbed, so you can see how this is being played out, this is about you participating, even though in the dream you are being robbed. And that being robbed is about you being disconnected from your children. But this is also about an illegal act. When you're in a dream, and for you, when you're in a dream, the reason this dream is recurring for you is because there's some illegal activity that's going on. So even though you're being robbed, you are participating in an illegal activity that is trying to come to the surface. That illegal activity is child support.
Right.
Does that make sense? The children need their support, and you will stop getting robbed.
Right.
So this warning coming from your higher self saying to you, you getting ready to get robbed. You understand? Only your mind is letting you know you're really robbing them. You're robbing your children by not providing them with your portion of your support and also your time and also your love. So you are participating in illegal activity against your children.
Right.
Can you get it? Can you really get it? Because this is so beautiful that you can see how your higher self is talking to you. Your higher self is trying to wake you the fuck up.
Right.
This is what's right. also stopping money flow. Here's a mantra I want you to begin to work with and start to use, and I guarantee you this is going to open it up for you. Instead of affirming, because I see you doing this all the time, you're saying you don't have any money, you don't have any money right now because your money is slow. I want you to say, and I want you to know, that you have 7 children because you can take care of them. Otherwise, you would not have them. And be happy to pay. And every time that you can give your time, you give your love, or you can contribute to them with some financial support, you say that you do it because you know that you can do this. This is why you have these children, because you will be in the position where you can do that. The next thing I want you to do, and you can go to Anderson's show, I want you, or go to his website, igrowyougrow.biz. I want you to plant 7 flowers and start nurturing those 7 flowers for all 7 of your children.
Right.
And this is going to open up wealth and your prosperity, and I guarantee you, your ass will stop robbing and getting robbed. Everybody walk away good.
Man, Ms. Blue, you know, this is, you know, I talked to Bilal earlier this week, and he told me the same thing. He said, I'm robbing myself.
Wow. Well, there you go, divine confirmation, because now you're hearing it from me.
Right.
Now you're hearing it from me. And you're strongly connected to the fairy kingdom. The fairy kingdom is connected to earth energy. Earth energy is all about manifestation, so it's absolutely no reason for you not to be handling your business. It's time for you to get focused.
Right.
Focus, focus. You can do it. You definitely can. So plant those flowers. Understand that taking care of your children, you ain't got to worry about getting robbed or being the robber, robbing them, or you getting robbed. That's why the dream is not complete, because you ain't got shit. That's why you said they rob, but you don't know what they can. They're taking something that is priceless, which is your children. And I know you love them. I know you love them. And I know you know that you can take care of all of them, and you will.
Sure. Cool.
All right. So call us back. I want to hear about those 7 plants, and also want to hear about you definitely being connected back with your children. So peace, love to you. Thanks so much for calling in. I know that did wonders for you. Love the babies, and give my love to the babies. Peace and love to you.
Thanks, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Keep listening. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 662. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Nefertaria Collins. I'm from Mississippi.
Nefertiri Collins, did you call
yes.
in before from Mississippi?
Yes.
What happened?
I got nervous.
She said click. She said click. Oh, no need to be nervous. No need. So you were telling us, if my crazy mind can remember, about sweets and this reoccurring dream that you were having.
No, I was not having reoccurring dreams. Actually, I have hard times remembering my dreams. But anytime mm-hmm. I eat sweets, I always have a weird dream. But there is this one dream in particular that stood out to me, and it was about my mom and I putting snakes in a bottle.
Okay, that's yeah. beautiful. All right, so tell me about the dream with snakes in a bottle. It sounds like a damn movie. Snakes in the bottle.
Actually, I can't remember much of it. I just know that we had small snakes. They were colorful snakes. It was. I can remember that there was one big pink snake that we were trying to get in the bottle, and we got that in the bottle. It was weird.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that I can tell you, I think it's I think dreams are so profound. That's why I love them so much, and I've always talked about them. And we do a lot of work when we're in the dream world. I know I certainly do in the dream world, all kinds of things, having people cross over, all kinds of crazy shit that I don't even know if we can talk about tonight. But I want to talk about you, and I want to talk about your relationship with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been one of understanding and love, but you guys have had some pretty dramatic times together as well, too.
Right.
Yeah. And so you guys taking these snakes and putting these snakes into a bottle, you understand? I want you to even think about one of the main things I want you to think about, have you ever sat down and talked to your mother and she told you stories about when she was younger?
Yes.
There is a particular story that your mother keeps telling you over and over and over again. You don't have to get into the whole story, but tell us about that story.
I can't think of that one right now. A story that she keeps telling me about when she was younger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Was there a story that you tell me about when you were younger over and over? We can't think of it right now.
Well, it's okay. But one of the things that I want you to know, it has to do with your mom is right there. So I think that's beautiful that a daughter and mother are both listening in. So much love to mom over there listening in. And do you think your mother would get on the phone? I want to ask a question.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Greetings. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was speaking with your daughter. My name is Miss Lou. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda. And Linda, I was talking to your daughter, and she was telling me about her dream she has when she eats sweet things, and it was about you together putting snakes inside the bottle. I don't know if you got a chance to hear what I was telling her. Did you get a chance to hear that?
No, I didn't hear.
Okay. So I told her the main thing was that her with you two together putting snakes in the bottle, and she said particularly she remembered there was this beautiful pink snake. And I told her, I said, you know, that's a beautiful thing, especially you two being together in a dream, a mother, a daughter, because you guys have one of those very loving relationships yet have been very challenging at times.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, that's true. I said, well, tell me about a story that your mother told you about her, you know, a reoccurring story that you have shared sort of your wisdom with your daughter about something that you learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to think about the time when you were about 36 years old.
Mm-hmm. About 36. I can't think of anything in particular.
Mm-hmm. Some wisdom that you would pass on to your daughter so that she, because that's your main goal for your daughter, is in particularly your daughter to share your wisdom with her so she don't have to make some of the same things, mistakes that you made, and she can begin to see things in a much, much wider way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. So what are one of those stories? Can you share one with us?
Like I say, at about 36, I can't remember anything in particular. I just would, I guess, maybe talk to her about relationships with certain guys maybe at during that time.
Yeah, yeah. Because during that time for you, this is when you got a whole lot wiser, wouldn't you say?
Mhm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This had a lot to do with that. Mhm. And also, speak to us about your work at that particular time that had to do with you and your job and work and relationships. There was a lot going on at that time.
Actually, I work at a school in the school system, and I've been there 28 years.
And I guess you could say I enjoy the work, but it's like I'm at a, sort of at a standstill also. So this year has been a little bit better for me because I'm actually doing more in the classroom. But at that time, I couldn't see myself moving. You know, it was like I was working, but I wasn't getting anywhere with it.
Right. And so what is wisdom you passed on your to your daughter so she doesn't get herself into this situation?
I've always told her to, you know, follow her dreams and to stay in school, and no matter how long it take, I want her to, you know, just to continue and press on and don't give up because, you know, I want bigger and better things for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so beautiful. And, you know, I have a daughter as well, and I definitely, you know, can see why you would pass those dreams on to your daughter. I know your daughter called in about her dream, but I want to deliver a divine message for you because one of the things that is so beautiful about your energy, and I'm in your energy here, I see it. One thing that you're holding, and I feel sort of even some tightness in my chest area from you when I get into your energy, but you do know that it's not too late for you to live your dreams too, right?
Right, I know that.
Yes. And definitely you need to continue to pursue them. I know one of the things for you was you always seen yourself as a teacher because that's truly who you are. You are a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's a part of you that feel that you really don't know if you have what it takes to go through the process to become a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But that's truly your work that you came back to the planet, and the children love you, the babies love you. I see them in the physical and in the spiritual realm all around you.
Mm-hmm.
They really love you. So it's not too late for you to begin to live your dreams. What I want to impress upon you here tonight is I don't want you to just tell your daughter, but I want you to show her.
Mm-hmm.
By walking your walk and talking your talk, because she will start to pursue her dreams when she see you pursuing yours. So the struggle there is because our children are only, they're not listening to just what we're saying to them, but they're watching what we're doing. And that is what that is about. But it's not too late for you to live your dreams. And I really, really see you. And I see you in your passion of really being around teaching and really kind of nurturing young minds and children. Yeah. So it's not too late for you to live your dream. And once you start living your dream, your daughter will continuously live her dream. Here's the thing. And I know we kind of put you on the spot, so you real teacher for real. Because you're on the line, and I know over 2 million people listening, but it's beautiful to have your energy here tonight. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want you to begin to work with. I want you to look up the goddess Mut, M-U-T.
M-U-T.
The goddess. Mm-hmm. She's an ancient Kemetic goddess. And I'm going to tell you a lot about her because she's connected a lot to you. She's all about wisdom, and she's about feminine energy. She's about that expression. She's about nurturing. She's about loving. She's about that. And she's also about creation. And so for you to see how you can begin to map out your dreams, all you got to do, research, you can find this on, just how you can even have your daughter pull it up and read the story about the goddess Mut. She's an ancient goddess that comes out of ancient Egypt, and you begin to understand her story, because she was the powerful goddess, and what is connected to her, she has an animal totem connected to her, which is a vulture. You know vultures that you see flying in the sky? Vultures is a sign of protection. Really is. Ancient Kemet times, before any of the priests could walk into the temple, they had to be blessed by the vultures. So on the walls, in the temple walls, on the temple of Karnak, they have carvings of vultures going across. And before any priest, he had to walk a certain path to go through to get the blessing of the mother, to get the divine blessing of the mother. I want you to even pull a picture of vulture to remind yourself that your children are waiting for your divine blessing so they can go do work, just like the priest waited for the goddess mother to give them the protection, the place to feel safe to live their dreams, and so they can do their work. All right? Okay. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yes. And I would love to hear back from you to see how you two are doing. So I wanted to share that with you, even though your daughter called in, because you guys are so connected together. Your energy was coming through so strong. So I wanted to give you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. We'll speak back to your daughter.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Much
you.
To you.
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for putting your mama on the phone.
You are welcome.
You called your mama, you called in for yourself, and your mama got the reading.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Just beautiful energy. I was telling your mama, I don't know if you could hear it, but you can definitely go back, and I want you to download the show.
Okay.
You and your mother putting snakes into the bottle. That was you reconnecting your heart chakra, making sure that you two have eternal love for each other. When we start to think about the vibration and the frequency of color pink, particularly when it shows up in a dream, it is connected with unconditional love. So this was a divine ritual that you and your mother made this agreement, coming back to the planet, you two will have unconditional love for each other. And not only will you have unconditional love, that both of you will be doing work at the same time. I know one of your mother's dreams is to be a teacher, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So while you're working on your dreams in your life and you're moving forward, this dream is showing you that you and your mother both will be doing it together. So I want you, because this is a big part of your work, to encourage your mom that she can live her dreams too, just like you're living your dreams. And you two support each other together.
Okay.
You hear me? I told your mother to look up the goddess Moot. So I want you to help your mom find the goddess Moot, read the stories. If you have any questions, email me at questionsblue. And I also told her to get a vulture, a picture of a vulture, because
okay.
the vulture is a very powerful symbol. It's about the mother goddess, divine protection, and divine wisdom. And so if you guys do not have the Kim deck, do you have the Kim deck?
No.
Okay, I want you to send me an email at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. I'm going to gift one for you and your mom so
okay,
that you, can begin to blue to build your muscles, your spiritual intuitive muscles, and you two can do the work that you both came back here to the planet to do at the same time together with unconditional love and supporting each other through friendship, because that's another color of what goes on with the color pink when it shows up in a dream. It is for binding friendships and also unconditional love and also fertility. Yes, yes. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Aren't you glad you called back in?
I am. I am.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love to you and your mama. Keep listening. Oh, that was beautiful. That was so beautiful. I love it. Mama and daughter coming back to do work together. Now, that's some powerful shit. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 615. You're live, Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 615? Okay, we're going to come back to 615 because we can't hear you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 812. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings, who's on the line, please?
Oh, yeah, this is Julie Charles III.
This is who? James Charles III?
Nah, Julie Charles III.
Jada, you said?
Junie.
Oh,
J-U-N-I-E.
Okay. Oh, Junie.
Yeah.
Okay. Greetings. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. Greetings to you. And so you want to tell us about reoccurring dreams?
Yeah, I got this dream. And it just keeps coming up like I can be in a school type environment,
mm-hmm.
or apartments, or somewhere or the other. But like, when it's a school, I will cut classes and shit, and then I will be on the outside. It's like penitentiaries and shit. Like towers and shit, you know, like a penitentiary. Why? I might have
mm-hmm.
to escape out the thing, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I might come back before I get caught, like,
Constantly. Well, I'll tell you, like the caller who called in earlier, I don't know if you were able to hear, but I'll tell you this energetically, getting into your energy, the first thing is that I see your whole energy center waving, like doing the wave. You remember how back in the day, that's probably too young. You probably too young to remember that, but they used to do the wave.
The wave, yeah.
Yeah, you
I know the wave like in a basketball game or something.
Yeah, there you go. That's what your root chakra is doing, which has a lot to do with your foundation. So tell me, you have a lot of these dreams, and this is a reoccurring. Which one is the most reoccurring thing? Go ahead.
I mean, I ain't been having it too much lately.
But it's a dream.
I just had it before.
Mm-hmm.
I used
mm-hmm.
to have it more, like, yeah.
Well, yeah. One of the things I want to do is I want to congratulate you. And let me tell you why I want to congratulate you. Because that dream was letting you know. That was your warning to you from your higher self, letting you know if you did not stop hanging out at the places you were hanging out, that you were going to end up in prison. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not responding, though.
I mean, is there anything else you see? Like I said, sometimes, I guess it involves the police a lot. It might not even be in the school. I mean, in the school dream, like nobody else. I mean, it would just be males and females and everything, like a school. But, like,
right.
When I leave, even if I just cut class or something, but like when school was over,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was like a joint, like I had to escape out. Everybody else was still going to class and shit. I don't know.
Well, you're saying you don't know, but I'm telling you. I'm not guessing. And what the dream is still trying to impress upon you is that you are hanging out with the wrong crowd. That's not your class. That's why you keep trying to get your ass up out of there. The people you're around, that is not the class of people. That's not the classroom. That's not the teachers you're supposed to be hanging around. You gotta
okay, I got
me. Say what?
I feel you on that. I got one more special drink. Can I say that? Can I say this?
You can say that. Hold on a second. Because now you want to act like the same way you act in your dream.
Excuse me, sorry. I didn't even hear that part because I dropped my phone.
Okay.
Can you say that one more time?
Now you're acting just like in your dream. You can't ignore this. I want you to listen really good because these dreams are coming to you to give you warnings about your future. If you keep hanging around the same people, if you keep hanging around the same places, you're going to end up where they're you're going to graduate with them. And most of their graduation is either in the ground or in the prison. So if you keep hanging around there, or you're going to end up passing the class. But there's only two places you're going to go with that class. So you better find the right school for you and start investing your time there. Now you can ask your next question.
Okay. The other dream is flying, though. And, yeah, but when I start flying, when I was younger, I used to have a dream and I would be scared. Like, I have a lot of scary moves. When I fly, at least for shit, when I was scared, too. But then, another dream, the last one. I mean, I've been thinking about controlling myself in my dream, though, is my point.
Hold on one second, because wherever you are, we can't hear you. So you're flying in this dream, and what are you doing when you're flying?
Well, no, it was just lately when I could start flying. When I had the last flying dream I had, I mean, I didn't mean to fly. I was just trying to walk fast. And then I was, like, way above the trees on my, like, second, third step. I was going, and I was like, I'll start flipping around, you know.
What else was going on in
the dream? I'll never get hurt or nothing. I'll never get hurt.
What else was going on in the dream?
I don't know. I was just in the store getting some food. I don't know. Like, my mama and it was like, I don't know. It was a police dream. I know that.
It was what now?
The police was in there.
Yeah, the police.
White man with uniforms and shit, yeah.
Yeah, well,
and I don't know, some bullshit, like it's,
Listen, and then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you these last words, and hopefully you'll call back in and you'll listen. Police were in there, and you said they were in white uniforms?
Nah, blue uniforms, police
blue
uniforms.
Okay, they were in police uniforms.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay. So your dream is really trying to send a profound warning to you. You have a lot of spiritual energy to do work in the astral realm, but you can't get there for a couple of reasons. Tonight we were talking about different types of addictions because you're not connected with your intuition. And that's one of the things that you're going to have to really kind of get yourself centered and grounded with in your intuition. And really connect yourself with who you are. Stay away from getting high, okay? Because you fly more than in your damn dreams. You fly in 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And start to take your work serious. When you start to take yourself serious, then other people will start to take you serious. You've had warning from your higher self. And if you don't heed the warning, then you can rest assured they do tap on your door. When they do tap on your shoulder, it is going to be the police coming to take you to your graduation, which is the prison. Change your life, change your mind, and get it together. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling from area code 613, you're live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah.
Greetings, who's on line, please? Greetings.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Owen Alexander from Long Island, New York.
You know what? This is the night. Where are you calling from?
Long Island, New York. I talked to you Friday.
Okay. Greetings to you. You want to tell us about your dream?
Yeah, they're not all the same, but sometimes it's like I'm on a in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I could just see like if I need a job or something, I see my job, and then like I can almost like see my future. But there, a lot of them is like battles.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are battles. So tell me about the one that has just left the strongest impact on you.
It's been a while. I had one earlier today, like I was somewhere with a group of people. I just couldn't figure out who the people were, but it's like I was visiting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you call in tonight to tell us, to tell me about? What dream did you call in about?
Well, I really wanted to know about the one where I'm like on this horse and like I'm, it's like I'm fighting a battle, but it's like in the past.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the dream.
Well, you know, I'm riding on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got spears. You know, it's like we're fighting a battle, but I can't see who I'm fighting. It's just.
Mm-hmm. When you say we, who was with you?
Well, it felt like somebody was with me, but I couldn't see nobody. It was just like, basically, it was probably just me.
Okay, so you were on a horse, and you were fighting who? One person? Who? Tell us about the dream.
Well, it's, I gotta explain it. It's just like I see images. It's like I'm sitting there, I can see myself somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see myself sitting on the horse.
Okay.
But it's just mm-hmm. hard to figure out. It's like I'm there, but then when it's over, it's just like I just have little pieces and pieces of what was there, but I just, you know.
You just
when I'm there,
remember.
I can see everything, but then when the dream is over, it's just like I don't
mm-hmm.
really know what was really going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I just wanted to get your details of what you were getting because you seem a little confused there. One of the things that you were doing in this particular dream where you're fighting and you're on the horse is that you are trying to keep things in order. And even as we begin to speak here, you can see how you have a little difficulty putting things in its proper order. Does that make sense to you? Having things flow
yeah.
in an order. It's always, they're pieces of things. So you're doing this and you're doing that, but they're not lining up so that they can be in a productive order. Not according to anyone else, but according to you so that you can get the best benefit. So even when it comes to jobs, even when it comes to you sustaining yourself, it's about having things in proper order. The horse is there. Have you ever heard that song when they say, if you're going to ride, ride the white horse? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me, you have a strong connection with this horse. Tell me what that means when they say, if you're going to ride, ride the white horse. What are they talking about? Tell us about that.
Well, to me, it's like, I don't know. I think I might have got soft during my travels, you know what I mean? I used to be a strong, hard person at one time, and then I figured if I got a little bit gentler, it's like it flipped on me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me about your addiction that you struggle with.
Well, I wouldn't say too much of addiction. It's just, you know, I'm into construction, so everything doesn't work, you know, job in, job start.
Do you drink alcohol?
Very rarely.
Mm. You smoke?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell
but
me about your relationship.
What?
Well, tell me about your relationship. Tell me, are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, yes, with somebody for about 23 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to get to the skinny because I'm taking a long time, and I know you want to hear this, and I know you're ready to hear this. Okay,
all right.
So can I educate the other sisters and while I tell you what's going on?
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys see, he gave me his permission. I can go ahead and educate y'all. Educate ourselves, sisters, in the process of helping this brother so he can get himself back in order. So the first thing I want to ask you is, tell me again, what's your name again?
Owen.
Owen. I'm going to get this right. So Owen will be able to get the benefit of all of this. There are two things, lady. When you have a man and he cannot communicate clearly to you his intent, and you can't understand your man's intent and what he's working for, then he's going to do two things. One, he's going to turn to another woman, or he's going to turn to drugs and alcohol. And the more he embeds himself in those two areas, you know, the more you're not listening to him. You've been in this relationship for 23 years, and you two don't know each other. And she does not listen to your ass at all, does she?
I would say yes and no, but she does in a sense, yeah. But she's sitting right here.
So you can't say. But she doesn't listen to what you really want her to listen to.
Exactly.
There it is. Can I talk to your wife so we can get your ass back on track? So we can get you back on track?
Oh, she had like I put her on the spot. I should just put her on speaker where everybody can hear.
Well, yeah, this is going to be some good stuff. This is going to be, tell her this, she going to help a lot of sisters out and a lot of brothers. She going to help
a lot of sisters and brothers out if you just get on the line. Communicate.
Only in the remix.
Only in the remix.
So, here's what I want you to do. You can put it on speaker so she can hear. But this is what it is. And you can let your wife know that she hears you, but she really is not listening to you. And this is why you can't get yourself together. So the horse is the support system. She needs you to support her. But one of the things that I want to tell your wife is that this happens when you marry a man who is not strong. This happens. And that's not a bad thing, because there's been a lot of trauma with his mother relationship prior, correct?
All right.
I know you guys are there, but he's not strong, and he's definitely not strong right now. And so she has to really be the one to help you get yourself back in order. And that's going to come basically through communication. And what you have to understand, Owen, is that right now you are the new beginner. So that means that it's a lot of things that you don't have skills with. And so when you're talking to your wife, you have to talk to her and not at her. And then she has to listen. Because one of the things for you two to be able to take this and be able to have stability and not be stressed out over everyday shit that people have to go through, finances, jobs, and all of these things, is she has to listen. And not be frustrated. Because a big part of what happened is she married a man that was weak. But she can make you strong. She can make you like that horse. She can make you into that brother that can ride out, that can handle business. She can do that for you. But it's going to take work on her part in order to get you in line. That's the side effect of marrying, being with someone who's weak. And we all have things about us, but that's what happened. You can't be mad about it. You don't want to make him weaker. That has already come as a result of a woman in his life. So you're the woman he's looking to for his strength. And she's the only one that can do it. So take some time, sit together, both of you, write each other a letter. Don't read it. Put it in an envelope. You sleep with her letter under your pillow, and he sleep with his letter. You sleep with, she sleep with your letter under hers, and the next morning while you guys are sitting down at the breakfast table, open it, read each other's heartfelt letter to each other. And make it a point to communicate with each other and bring that love back into the relationship. And then you'll stop smoking so much. You'll stop doing a lot of bullshit. You'll start getting things organized. You'll start getting back up on the horse and doing the things that you need to do. All right?
All right.
All right. Well, peace and love to both of you, Owen. And I would love to hear what continues to happen after this. So peace and love. Call back and let us know.
All right.
All right. Peace and love. Yeah, it happens. But it's okay. We take them all. We love you all, brothers. Weak, strong, strong, weak, whatever. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314, your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Miss Blue, greetings. This is Danielle from St. Louis.
Okay, greetings, Danielle from St. Louis.
I'm nervous. This is my first time calling in, and I've been listening to your show for like a week or two.
Oh, a week? Oh, my goodness.
I just got hit.
You just got hit, huh?
Yes. Can you hear me? Am I clear? No static?
Yes, you're clear. You've been listening because you know how I feel about all of that, right?
I know. Me too. Me too as a listener. So I'm calling because I was a very vivid dreamer, and it's one dream that I had last year or sometime that I would like clarity on. I have a lot of different dreams. So particularly in this dream, what stood out to me was a mirror. But on the mirror, what was written was wife with a heart and then witch in red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. There?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
I guess you might need some more on what else is going on in the dream.
No. I don't need no more, but
not me.
I'm listening.
Yes, I'm here. So it was pretty much what I do remember from the dream is I remember walking and feeling like I was being pulled away. I'm kind of looking over my notes because I keep a dream journal.
Beautiful.
And it was a lot of wind, and I finally stopped. I don't know. What I do remember, I actually had described someone's house that I've never been to, but that was just the odd part of the dream that stood out to me, and I didn't know what it means. And I'm new. I don't know about intuition.
Okay, well, that's a beautiful place. That's definitely a beautiful place for you to be there. So you, let me get this straight. So you had this dream, and in the dream, you get up, you go in the bathroom, and what's written on the window? It says what now?
I'm sorry. The dream was of someone else's house that I've never been to, but I described it was a mirror, like a mirror in, like, I guess maybe like a living room.
Okay.
And what was written on it was wife with a heart and witch.
Mm-hmm. A wife witch. Well, here's one of the things that I will tell you. That particular mirror, what it was sort of sending that message to you. Well, I know for yourself, because right now you're not a wife, are you?
No.
No, you're not a wife, but you want to be a wife.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. And then the other part was a witch. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna make a joke here, but just follow me. You know how if you've been listening for a week, you done heard enough shows of me being crazy. You sure did have the other B word up there. No, I'm just playing. You sure didn't say that. Well, I want you to think of it this way. Two things. One, it was really sort of a projection because we have these dreams too that they are projections of us in the future.
Okay.
But they're two folds. You understand what I'm saying? They're two folds. These dreams are two folds. And so this particular dream of you looking into the mirror is sort of what you're wanting to be. You're wanting to be a wife and wanting to be a witch. You understand? Not in the classical sense, walk around with the big old hat on, that kind of witch. But really, you know what I'm saying? You want to be able to make that magic happen in your life. You want to have that relationship and really make it a soulful relationship where you can create magic at, where you can. So a part of it was your awakening and a part of it was sort of your desire. Can you see those two coming in together? And ideally enough, this is the area in your life that you struggle a lot with when it comes to relationships. Yeah. It's where you struggle at a whole lot when it comes to that, because the relationship that you have to begin to build first is that relationship with yourself. So the wife that you're going to become is the reflection in the mirror. You're the wife. You're married to you.
That's right.
The witch is telling you for you to get into learning how to make magic happen with you, because that's your struggle. You're trying to make so much magic happen in the men that you meet life and not your own. That's where the addiction, that's where the addiction is. You're making, trying to make magic into them and not into you. You have to take the time to make the magic happen in you. Make it in you. You have to become your witch.
That's right.
You have to become your witch. You got to get into that. Get into that. And that was a part of you just sort of kind of waking up your own consciousness, you know, because I'm a witch. I'm also a witch. You understand, you know, no pun intended, but I could definitely be that too. But it's not about defining yourself, because we don't need to call ourselves anything as when. The simple fact that we can just say, I am that I am. The same thing as our brothers and our men too. We don't have to define our same things about that. But really, when we start to talk about doing witchery, this was symbolic of you and your higher self letting you know, stop a lot of your trickery too, trying to trick your way into becoming a wife, because this was one of the things that happened before and it didn't go so well. So you have to allow these things to manifest themselves in a natural way, in a loving way. That's going to be tough because it's going to step outside of time. It's going to step outside of boundaries. It's not going to make, it's going to drive you a little crazy a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to be this fairy tale wedding of somebody coming and sweeping you off your feet and you guys going riding out into the sunset. I promise you, that ain't fitting to happen. And if it does, hold on, because the bumps is coming. And that's just a part of growing up on Earth. So you have to take it all in, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, and begin to mix it up in your pot and create magic. The dream was telling you, become the wife to you. Become the wife and get married to yourself. You want to get married? Marry yourself first. Marry yourself first. Stop letting men tell you what a good wife material is, because I hear men in your ear telling you about what they're looking for in wife material. Never allow anyone or any man to tell you how to be wife material. There's no such thing. Learn you. Let them fall in love with you, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You don't need to fix you. all. There ain't nothing wrong with you. On another note, you're a highly intuitive sister, so you do need to start working those muscles and using that intuition that you have been disconnected from. And one of the things that's really going to be good for you to get back into your intuition is through, what do you call it? I don't even know what it's called. Hold on. Let me get you the name. You know how they have those mini etch-a-sketches?
Yes.
Yes. You need to get an etch-a-sketch, because with an etch-a-sketch, you can't move too fast with an etch-a-sketch. You got to move slow. So even if you want to practice and get you one of those mini ones, I don't know if they sell them at the dollar store. I've seen them sometimes. But you get you that etch-a-sketch, and I want you to start trying to make hearts and start to draw pictures. This is going to show you that things in life take time. They take time. And you have to learn how to begin to put that internal time inside of you, inside of you. And if you want to get a good book so you can learn how to start getting into your magic, there is an audio workbook, and that's my audio workbook. If you don't have it, you can get in the show notes and you can go see. But it takes you step by step on how to know your magic. Another great resource is a book called All Women Are Psychic, and you definitely want to pick that book up. It's an excellent book, and it will take you through activating these witchery things within you in the pure way, so you don't have to go on the dark side.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
thank
yes.
You.
You're welcome. Peace and love, and welcome to the remix. I'd love to hear how things are going on your journey. Make sure you email me. And, know you are the wife. Know you are the witch. But be it to yourself first, before you try to give it to somebody else.
Okay. Thank you, right. Ms. Blue. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 508, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing? This is Barry, and I'm calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings to you, Barry from Boston. BB, Barry from Boston. You want to tell us about your reoccurring dream?
Yes, I'm a transplant from Brooklyn, and I have a dream that I'm back in the old neighborhood, back in old Bed-Stuy, and I'm in a house, and the house is kind of shabby. It's a multifamily house, apartment house, and as I go down the steps, it's dark. And, it's not really dirty, but it's just shabby. And it's real shabby. And when I get outside, it's nighttime. And I have this dream quite often, at least once or twice a month I have this particular dream, that I'm in this old shabby house. And there's people in the house, and I know some of them. And, the old railroad type apartments where you can look down the hallway and bedrooms on one side and that type of thing, So
right.
I'm coming down from, the sixth floor down to the first floor. And like I'm saying, the house is kind of shabby. And I get outside, the neighborhood is kind of shabby. Not nasty, but just shabby and run down. And I have that dream, quite often. And I've had it for a while.
Right. So you're in this house. Do you get a sense of, is it your house, or you just feel like you're just in this house? You're just there.
It's not my house, but the house is familiar to me. Maybe somebody I know's house, or it's definitely someplace that I've been before, but it just doesn't look the same as it once did.
Right. Okay, I got you. Because you said the house was kind of run down and kind of old and kind of shabby, and you went down into the basement, right?
No, I went. Say I'm on the top floor. Say, let's for argument, say the sixth floor, and I'm coming down to the first floor to go out the door.
Okay, so you went down to the ground floor. That's what they call it on the
–
you were on the ground floor. Okay, all right. So now, this is – here's a couple of things, and I want you to take a look at this. And I know you're ready to hear this because you called in for it. This dream is reoccurring. it's reoccurring to you and you keep having it over and over again. This is your higher consciousness telling you that this has to do with your sexuality, and this has to do with things that are deep hidden within you.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what the dream is telling you, to begin to take a look at your sexuality and where those things are hidden within you, deep down inside. So that's you sort of kind of bringing yourself from sort of the level of also where imitation, there's a level of imitation which is said to hover around the sixth level. So you're coming down, you're going down. See, that's why you said it's kind of shabby, it's kind of run down. It's taking you deep down within. And that is really, really yourself telling you that you need to mend these things and release yourself from all of this stress and all of these fears and things about exploring those things when it comes to your sexuality, to be able to get in there and really kind of clean that up. You know, it's about cleaning up those thoughts that you have, those things that are going on that are surrounded around that, and start getting yourself a picture that really kind of puts you in a more open space, a brighter place, a free place, because it's sort of running you down. If you can think of it this way, mentally it's wearing you down when it comes to thinking about those things with your sexuality. That's what that reoccurring dream is giving you, sort of the okay to really sit back, and this is the time now to begin to examine that more closely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, beautiful. Thank you for calling in, doing it up big time in the remix. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 213. You're live in the remix.
Miss Lou? Mom?
Yes. Greetings.
Oh, peace and greetings, Miss Lou. This is Ray. Lane.
I'm sorry. We're having some problems hearing you. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Ray. Ray Lewis. I'm Los Angeles. Spoke once before. We have several.
Okay. Yeah, we did speak, Ray.
Can you hear me?
You kind of hold on, Ray. I'm gonna come back to you. Hold on. Yeah, I'll come back, Ray. You're kind of breaking up. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 501. Just hold in a line. We're going to let them hold. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from private number. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello. This is Arturo calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings to you. Yes, we can. Greetings to you. Arturo. Yes. Okay. Greetings to you. You want to share your reoccurring dream?
Yes, it's not really a reoccurring dream, but I have been able to notice that I have dreams when I do a particular thing, and that is when I read. I notice that if I read something and get in depth into it, I usually have a pretty vivid dream that night. Most recently, being the day for yesterday, 2 days ago, I had a dream about, I really just remember the tail end because it got kind of strange, and I remember it most vividly. It was dragons. It was like a squad of dragons that landed in my backyard and were like in formation like a Disney ride. If you like those children, Disney Dumbo rides.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And these dragons, they weren't like fierce, you know, killer type dragons. These were like Pokemon My Little Pony type.
Like happy, you know, dragons, huh?
Right. I just want to know what you're picking up on that.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, you said this was reoccurring for you, or is this just one in particular that stood out to you?
This is one that stood out. Like I said, I noticed that if I read and if I become pretty, you know, in depth in whatever I'm reading, that it seems like that's when I usually have a vivid dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, that's a good thing. You know, definitely when you're working and you're reading, that really helps to open up a lot of different energy centers inside of us. This particular dream is kind of standing out to you because this is what I want to let you know, is that what it's telling you, remember how you seen the dragons and you said it was like they were like the kitty dragons, the happy dragons, not the scary what we think about or the scary dragon. Right. So this is really telling you is that a lot of this knowledge that you've been gaining, a lot of occult knowledge, because you've been studying a lot of occult things lately, correct?
Right. Well, not actually, this particular time when I read, because I was trying to connect the dots, it was really something mundane and what I guess people would consider boring.
Well, nothing is mundane, but you're studying it from an occult point of view, correct?
Well, yes, I do see everything in an occult point of view.
Yeah. That what this dream is telling you is that this knowledge that you're gaining is on a superficial level, and that you got to go deeper because you're not having a true you're not truly absorbing this, you're not comprehending this. You know, this is merely for you to have an outward impression of what you're learning. So it's about everything that you learn. Make sure that on a deeper level that you're really doing these things and you're inspired to study these things that you're studying, and you're doing this because this is something that you truly want to do in your heart, and it's for your own personal growth that you're doing it, and you're not just doing this and not absorbing what you're truly learning. You're just studying it to have this knowledge, like you said, on a mundane level or superficial level, and you don't have the true comprehension of true significance, because the only way in there is through the pure at heart.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. 100.
Yeah. So just take it and make sure if you're not inspired to do it, then really ask yourself that question before you do it. Why are you doing it? You understand? Keep in mind that the dragon is also connected to dragon shit. You know how people say you just dragging shit with you? That's the same thing. You're dragging. You don't want to just carry a whole bunch of knowledge around and just be dragging that shit with you. Because we know,
right,
we need knowledge, wisdom, to get to understanding. Knowledge alone will not help you get there. That's not going to cause transformation. You have to do the alchemy, understand it on a true level. Before you pick up anything, before you do it, make sure that you're inspired to do it. Otherwise, you're just dragging around a whole bunch of shit.
I got you.
There you go.
I'm tired of that, buddy.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Brandy from Florida.
Okay. Greetings. You said Brandy from Florida?
Brandy.
Wendy. I'm sorry. It's a whole bunch. It's a whole bunch.
Brandy.
Okay. All right. I think I got you. I got you. Beautiful. Greetings. you want to tell us your dream.
Well, I was just listening in. I haven't really had any reoccurring dreams. I frequently have dreams about 3 or 4 times a week. My most recent one was about Lil' Kim. That was kind of weird, but nothing. I always have weird dreams, random dreams. But nothing that I can really remember. I don't keep tabs of them like I should, but nothing really that I can remember or that really stood out or anything, but I was just listening in. I've been on a few times, and you've given me some really great wisdom, so I want to say thank you for that.
You're welcome. You do realize I called on you because you pressed 1.
Yes. Sorry, I pressed 1 when I came on. Sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted you to know, you know, I didn't pull you out the ethers.
Right.
But it's good to have you listening and continue to listen. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So I'm going to keep taking your questions here. I also want to let you guys know, everybody who's listening, is that I want you to know that there will be Magic in the Dark, which is the other Kim deck that's coming out, Magic in the Dark, that's going to be coming out soon as well, and it's going to be about tapping into that intuition and really uncovering those things on the dark side, understanding that, and understanding that on a much, much higher level. Of course, you know Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience also has his deck coming out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to have numerology, astrology, moon tables in it, how to be able to pull your moon cycle, numbers in it, all kinds of numbers, triple numbers, single numbers, digit numbers. I can't wait for that myself. It's going to be amazing. All the planets in there. So it's going to be a lot of great things to come. More tools that you can begin to add to continue to know your magic as we're all here growing up on Earth, all of us growing up on Earth. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's see. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and I believe calling in, I don't know, I'm just going to jump around the board here. Let's see, calling in from area code, I don't know, did I go here? 213, you're live in the remix.
Can you hear me better now?
Are we on speakerphone? Can you come close?
Well, no, I got headphones.
Okay. We're getting a little better. We're getting a little better. Who's on the line, please?
How's that?
That's a little better. Yeah, we'll try to work with it. Who's on the line, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
And what's your name?
My name is Ray.
Ray. Okay, Ray from... Raymond. Ray from... Raymond. Yeah.
Raymond.
Yes, I hear you, Ray. You want to tell us? You want to tell us about your reoccurring dream?
Well, I haven't had any reoccurring dreams. I was kind of calling in on the intuition aspect. You know, because I wanted to exercise my intuition more. So I was wondering, can I get some tips on how can I keep my intuition rolling?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel myself being very intuitive. You know, it's things that I just know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to exercise it more.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you mean when you say there are things you just know.
Well, like some of the, like books. Okay, recent book that I've been reading was Ancient Future.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the axioms that I just discovered when I read the book, you know, it was things that I was doing, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
I just like I just remember. It's not nothing
mm-hmm.
that I just
mm-hmm.
learned. It's like it. I remembered it. You
mm-hmm.
like I read a chapter and a lot of, and not just only in this book, but in several books that I read, is things that that they say, it's like I already knew it. It's like I needed some confirmation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how when I feel it, I think that I'm intuitive because I already knew it and I've been doing it all along.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing about it. You're talking about Ancient Future, the book by Brother Wayne Chandler?
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing book. Amazing brother. He's been on the remix several times. Love him as well. One of the things I want to say is we all know, one, everybody is intuitive, two. And you have to begin to start listening to that voice. That's what I was talking about in the beginning of the show. How you can do that is by taking time to sit in the pause. What you're talking about is really just about awakening your consciousness. It is going to feel familiar to you, and that could be many different reasons why it feels familiar to you. You understand? It could feel like, wow, I feel like I already knew this or I already know that. But don't get so embedded into that aspect of it. That's like getting caught up in the fantastic. Really begin to look at different aspects of your life, because there's a lot of things in your life that you need to take care of, that you haven't taken care of, that you need to clean up, that you need to make right. And that's where you need to begin to use your intuition. And then all of those things will begin to manifest themselves. You do that by simply getting up in the morning. And when you hear that voice in your head that says, don't do that, Ray, you don't do it. That's how you do. You have to be able to listen to that voice. It's not always the loudest, but it is the most promising one there. It is the whisper sometimes. Very rarely will intuition come out and yell and scream at you. Very rarely. Because the universe does not operate under wrong and right. So it doesn't. So you can hear that. But it's about trusting your inner wisdom, not trusting even wisdom that you get out of a book or that even I'm telling you or anybody else. It's being able to trust what is inside of you. So remembering is a part of the process of awakening your consciousness. But again, like I was speaking to the brother earlier, awakening it for what? Are we just saying we awaken it just to be awakening it? Or are we really doing this on a deeper level, or is this some superficial way that we're pretending that we know some shit that we really don't know? So how you can begin to work with this, and this is anybody out there, I want you to take two things about Ray that is an absolute truth. One thing, I want you to tell me something that is not dependent on anything outside of you, that is only connected with you, and it is a truth for you. So what would be a truth for Ray?
If I believe it, I can make it happen.
That's not a truth. That's not a truth. No, because you want that, but you're not there yet. Tell me a truth. Let me give you an example. An absolute truth for me, Miss Blue, is that I love Godiva chocolate. That's a truth for me. I want you to tell me a truth for Ray.
Okay. A truth for me? Is that I love drumming.
You love what now?
I love drumming.
You love drumming. There you go. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, I love drumming. And I don't want you to listen to what your mind is telling you, but I want you to feel what your body is telling you. So say, I love drumming, and then listen to that.
I love drumming.
I want you to hold that feeling. And this is something you can practice throughout the day. And anybody else who wants to tap into their intuition and really begin to practice this, you can even do this internally. So now I want you to tell me an absolute lie for Ray, something that's not true for you. Mm-hmm.
Not a truth for me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Never thought of it like that. That's absolutely
So... I'll give you an example. Okay, go ahead, go ahead. You got it, Ray. What is it?
I shot thousands of people.
Okay, there you go, there you go. So say that again, and I want you to feel, not what your mind, don't listen to what your mind is saying, feel how your body is responding. Say it again. I shot thousands of people.
I shot thousands of people.
You can feel the difference between Ray loves drumming and I thought thousands of people, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I want you to do. The more and more you practice that, wait about 10 minutes in between. Tell yourself the absolute truth and then tell yourself an absolute lie. And what you're going to do is you're going to energetically code into your electromagnetic field and into all of your energy chakras so that your body can pull a stronger response for you on what is true for you. So when you start to open your mouth and when you start to speak or when you start to do something, you're going to know based upon not what your mind is telling you, because your mind will tell you anything, you understand, but what your body is saying. And you're going to know where your truth lies, and never again do you have to be somewhere trying to question whether or not you can tap in to your intuition.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'd like to give a big love, put some love in the air for your about half of your callers who called in tonight, because a lot of their dreams, it affected me. You know, it was probably some of the things that I was going through in life. I learned
beautiful.
A lot from this.
Aw, that's so beautiful.
I love the remix. I've been a remixer for like 3 years. So.
Oh, beautiful. Well, much love to you. I know you can feel how your body's feeling now because I see your chakras just kind of dancing over there. Well, that's what you do, Ray. Stay in your truth and tap into that from within, and you can always find that place. Just practice it. The more and more, it's going to become stronger, and you will be able to tap into your intuition and just build those muscles for yourself.
Thank you. And peace
all right.
And love.
You. Peace and love. Keep listening. Peace and love. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay. Greetings, Keisha, from Chi-Town, Chicago. You didn't get blown away. You know, you guys.
Oh, my goodness. The lights went out. All the kids were like, what are we going to do? I said, come on with AT. We're going over to my dad's house. So we went over there and enjoyed the lights.
Well,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Because the weather was crazy today.
Yes, it was a lot of places. There were over 70 tornadoes. And, you know, the priestess came out on Friday from the priestesshood and did readings and spread some beautiful seeds out there just to be sending out positive energy to everyone. And so, it's a lot of things behind the scenes going on. So peace and love to you. Okay, so you called in to tell us about your dream.
So I didn't hear the very beginning of the show, so it sounds like asking people about reoccurring dreams. Okay, so I have this reoccurring dream where it seems like it's like a sort of like an industrial building, like either like I don't know. It's a lot of metal. There's a lot of stairs or elevators, but it always seems like I'm always in the same place.
Right.
I've even seen like what kind of looks like labs, but. In the dream, it always seems like I'm trying to get out, but I can never get out.
So you're trapped in the building, kind of like R. Kelly trapped in the closet.
Yes.
Just kind of trapped in the building. And so this dream is constantly, constantly, like you said, a reoccurring dream. How long would you say that you've been having this particular dream?
It's been years since I've had this dream, and every time I have the dream again, I recognize that it's the same place. Yeah.
So what are you doing there? Talk to me about what you're there doing.
I don't feel like I'm running, maybe searching, maybe exploring, I guess, maybe is a better word. Maybe looking for something. Not sure. But it doesn't seem like I'm running.
Right. You're not running. No. Not at all. But let me ask you this. When you wake up, are you tired? Do you notice that the nights you have the dream, how do you feel when you awaken the next day?
I have to pay attention to that. I can't say that I ever remember being tired.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do recall from dreams a lot of times is that I wake up and it's kind of like, like,
No.
Like,
well,
abruptly waking up. Like,
okay.
Waking
so
up,
like mm-hmm. being snatched out of it. Well,
yeah.
Here's two things, and this is quite interesting, and this is why this dream is reoccurring. When reoccurring dreams constantly keep happening, dreams are one of those things I love. They can be somewhat complicated because there are so many different levels. Of course, we know the first level of every dream is that everything, every object, every single thing is you. But the other thing is that dreams actually spiritual work. It really is. And we should put things into place because this is a part of a spiritual practice. So whenever you can remember your dreams, writing them down, or even getting up and writing down the feelings that you have in the dream. But for you, the number one thing that's key is that this dream of you being in this building, being in this place and seeing different labs and seeing this, I want you to tell me what your connection is to abuse.
Have a strong connection to abuse. When I was a young child, I was sexually abused.
Yeah.
As an older adult, I was verbally abused. I was in an abusive relationship twice. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a very strong connection. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Two things I want you to know. That in this particular dream, one of the big things that you're going to be doing, and this is where the labs are, and I want you to understand where this particular place is that you're going to be helping people who make their transition, who die through abuse, cross over and heal on the other side. And you'll be doing this work through dreams. For myself, I do a lot of work in the astral realm. As much work as y'all think I do on this side, I actually do more work in the astral realm, helping people cross over to the other side from all continents and all places all over the world. One of the things that I want you to do, and why you're wandering in this dream, and it really seems like nothing really is going on, and there is this anticipation that something is supposed to happen, but you don't know what it is. And what your higher self is telling you is that you have to acquire this knowledge when it comes to healing from these abuse situations, because you will be doing work in the astral realm for those who cross over, for those on the planet that need help from healing and abuse. And a big part of your work is going to be done in the astral realm. And so eventually you'll keep going back to this place, and there will be places where you will be talking to people. There will be labs where you will go in and examine their wounds and show them how they can begin to heal themselves from the abuse they suffered physically. Primarily, it's going to be women and children that you'll be working with. But you'll be doing this work in the dream world. So here's something you can do, because it's also about you healing yourself as well, is I want you to think about, take a notebook, start you a love journal. And in this love journal, I want you to begin to write down things that you did that helped you heal. And before you go to sleep at night, I want you to set the intention that when you go back to this place, that there is someone there and you're ready to share. And you'll find that you're going to walk down those hallways and in that building, and you're going to see someone there that you can either, A, help them heal even though they're in this physical world, or help them heal as they cross over to the other side to understand about their healing. So we heal on many different levels, and we go to different worlds and different dimensions. Like I said, dreaming isn't just about going to sleep, but it is sometimes our dreams take us where we're actually doing work on another plane. And that's why this dream is constant for you. You're actually preparing yourself for this work that you're going to do on another plane. But you're very strongly connected to abuse, and this is for you now to get into your healing so you can begin to help heal others.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So come back and let me know. I do a lot of work in the astral plane. I'm sure you'll bump into me somewhere up there.
All right.
are up there. You know, from time to time on the remix, I will teach classes in the astral realm, and I do a lot of training and teaching in the astral realm. I do it with the priestess and the priestesshood. If you ever find a time that you're waking up very exhausted, and maybe you don't know, you may not even remember your dreams, and this is for all of you out there listening. You may wake up and just be tired and be like, gosh, I got to sleep, and I don't know why I'm tired. It's because you're doing work in the astral realm. So a lot of times when you go to bed, you can kind of narrow that down and say, tonight I'm going to rest, and I'll do work on Tuesday, and I want to wake up, and I want to energize myself. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So start getting that love book together, and when you feel comfortable and ready, set that attention, and I guarantee you're going to be like, wow, Ms. Blue, I walked in there. There was a whole bunch of people. I was like, what y'all doing here? So just continue, That is so powerful and so beautiful. So, yeah, and you'll be healing yourself through your abuse wounds and taking care of all of those others too. So peace and love to you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Wow. That was beautiful. So you guys know that definitely. It's so many different planes when it comes to understanding dreams, and particularly reoccurring dreams. At this time that we're in now, a lot of our reoccurring dreams are going to be sending those things to us, warnings. It's going to be letting us know that there are higher things going on. And it's also going to be able to take us out of our own bullshit. So you have to really make sure that you pay attention to those dreams. If you find that in your day-to-day life you just don't have strength, you just don't have energy, you're tired, you're not feeling well, or maybe you're dealing with some kind of illness, you're just sick, or maybe you're just kind of down in the dumps, you can also use your dreams to energize yourself. So you can rejuvenate yourself. And so when you go to sleep, tell yourself, I want to lay down, I want to rest, and I want to rejuvenate myself and wake up full of energy, joy, and light. And you can do that as well, too. You can take yourself into a healing tank. So that's going to be important that we use this as a part of our spiritual work. So just like we use the Kim deck, just like we listen to the remix, and we do all of these other amazing things, and we get the readings and be a part of self-invested and all of that dumping it, all of those things, we can use our dreams, because dreams is really about getting into your spiritual practice. And now more than ever, we want to make sure that we don't react to these things going on into this actually 1% of what is reality, and really stay connected to ourselves on a higher level and our intuition by going within and understanding those things of the dark side and how we can begin to align ourselves to the highest frequency possible so that we can continue to do our work in such a big way. It never seems like we have enough time, because we step outside of time when we get in the remix. So I don't know, you guys. We're about to wrap it up. I see all of you on the phone lines. It has been a busy week here. Send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, and you guys know what to do. If you like it, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. I do want you to stay tuned, because I'm going to play a song when we get out of here. I want to play this other song in just a minute. I'm going to play this other song for y'all in just a minute. But first, when I get ready to go, I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's been an amazing weekend, as always. Lots of new things to come, continue to come as we grow up here on Earth and the remix. I look forward to seeing what you guys got to say about the show. If you like it, you know what to do. Go over to Facebook and like it. If you love it and leave a comment. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to the iTunes channel. You know, download. Leave a comment on iTunes. I want to hear about that as well, too. And by all means, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. And remember, love is the only thing that is real. That is it. So we're going to play another song as we get ready to go out. And I look forward to connecting with you guys in the readings. I don't know what countries I have coming up this week, but I got a couple of countries. I think I'm going to be doing a reading with somebody in China and somebody in some part of Africa. And, of course, all of you guys in the U.S. So I'm looking forward to it. Akashic record readings, the baby readings, all of that cool stuff. Self-invested coming up, of course, Saturday this week. And also the priestesshood with the amazing priestess. as they continue to do their work on the planet too, as all of you guys are doing your amazing work too. I love you guys so much. It's always a ball hanging out with you. Want to say thanks to Esther for riding in there with me and Sister Munya and the whole Remix family all over the world. I know I didn't give all the international shouts out, but shouts out, much love to Amsterdam. Also want to give love to that sister. She got a new CD out, you guys, Esperanza. She got a new single out that is off the chain. And her king, who did the production works on there, the brother, Dula, and all of them, and doing their amazing work. And all of you guys all over the world, just for sending love, just for sending light. You know, we got the brother Karmic. You know, he's doing his thing. I could go on. Y'all are just so amazing. I don't even know. You know, we got to have a remix night and just kind of do it up big. Just keep doing it up big. So keep knowing your magic. Keep doing what you do. And we're going to hear that other song. If I could think about what the name of it is. What's the name of it? Let me see if I can find it, you guys. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, no, it's almost time. Well, much love, warm spirit, and to everyone out there, we're going to be back live in the remix, you guys, because we're going to be doing all kinds of things. All kinds of things, you guys. Just all kinds of beautiful things. Yes, yes, yes. All kinds of beautiful things. Yes. Let's see if we can pull it up. Oh, hold on, you guys. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what it is. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Here we go, you guys. Here we go. Here we go.
Drop down.
Shit is real out here.
Okay.
Drop down.
I got it. That's what we're going to be listening to. I want you guys to know that I know that you get it. You really
drop down.
Shit is real out here.
Drop down. Get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Go unnoticed, baby, I'm with you, I'm with it. I get it. Damn, work hard as you. Damn, that's so crazy. At the end of the night when you count, numbers don't lie to my baby. Locker room full of money. Girl, you just did it. I get it, man, fuck all that talking, take shots to the kidney. Down payment on a Jaguar. Your roommate got credit. 12 months on a lease, that's a come up, baby, don't you ever forget it. Connections are heavy. Every real nigga, they fuck with you. Nails chipped out in diamonds, you sparkle, but fuck, man, that spark ain't enough for you. I get it. Your hustle don't ever go unnoticed, baby. I'm with you, I'm with it. I get it. Tonight was your night. Go get you some lobsters and shrimp. You smarter, you know it. I get it. You, I do these pimps. I hope you don't fall. That's you on the top of the ceiling. Don't you ever forget about your story. I get it, you did it. Got a link on the champagne. Your best friend is bartending. Your parents saying that's another phase in your life. They can't wait until it's all finished. Shine on them hoes. Let them know that you run shit. I get it, I'm working too hard. Let's get into some fun shit. one of my city. Heard you had trouble at customs. Yo, girl got a DUI, I'll make the call to get y'all through customs. Tell your best friend, girl, get your paperwork right. I get it, what's up for the night?
Love, everyone. Ashe.